about all of the business owners that have been cleaning up and trying to... well, of course, they're cleaning up, and they were initially preparing to open up this week as well. So it really hit them hard that they had a lot of property damage and vandalism and looting as well. But it's surprising just how many business owners are keeping perspective. And joining us now is David Choi. Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, G. It's great to hear your voice in the midst of all this. I've definitely haven't gone out and seen the usual folks, and thank you for always being supportive to us small business owners.
Well, I think, you know, that's I think that the hardest part was seeing small businesses like mom and pop shops, you know.
Yeah,
that was
right.
What was heart-wrenching. I mean, not that I wasn't, you know, feeling bad for the bigger box stores and the giant corporations, but I feel like, oh, they can figure out a way to make this work and keep their businesses open, because there's so much, you know, equity and revenue there, you know. But in terms of these small mom and pop shops, I mean, this is your restaurant, first of all, it's called Soul Taco. Tell us a little bit about it and how long it's been around.
Yeah. So, ironically, it's been our, to the day, the night we got looted 2 nights ago was our, it sort of gives me chills just talking about it. To the day, it was our 4 year anniversary being in Chicagoland. And, just when I got that call, it was definitely devastating. Just our background of our business, we're a diverse business as well. Just the name Soul Taco is spelled S-E-O-U-L, as from where my family's from in Seoul, Korea. And we do Korean barbecue tacos, and we do a Korean Mexican spin with it. And we do it in a casual way. Like, if you come into our store, you'll see like boom boxes, street art. And you sort of know me as well. That's just sort of epitomizes like who I am as a person and how I've grown up. So that's sort of a little bit about our business, and luckily folks like it and they believe it's tasty, so that keeps us afloat.
And your location, the one that, you know, got hit, was in the Loop area.
Yeah, it was in our River North location off of Clark. So
I mean, it was really heartbreaking because there were a lot of business owners that, you know, restaurant owners in particular that I know that were watching sort of through, you know, video cameras or from home,
watching
the footage, but there was really nothing you could do at all.
You know, first and foremost, you know, our staff got out safely. No one got hurt. And, you know, our windows got busted, and I was watching it through our surveillance. And, you know, it was heart shattering, but, you know, most importantly, no one got hurt and everyone was safe. So, I'm just looking at that perspective. I just try to, people always like, how are you staying so positive? I mean, you have to look at the positives. And, I know you saw my post as well. I'm definitely frustrated. And, I just came out, like, literally, I just came out the hospital this past week. I'm recovering from COVID as well. And, I fully recovered. And, you know, that's another real issue that's
happening. So you were hospitalized for COVID-19 as well?
Yeah,
How long?
My first signs were about 3 weeks ago. My first symptoms were like 3 weeks ago. At first, I thought it was just allergies, but then it was it turned into a bad spell of COVID. And it's not to scare anyone. I have 7 locations as well, so I like sort of I manage all my restaurants from Zoom, and I've been really responsible in that regard. But I did live in a high rise where there's a lot of people, so. Who knows how I got it? And I do have a dog, and I walk him every day. So, who knows how I got it? But I'm assuming that's how it is. And just during this time, I just wanted to encourage folks just to stay safe, and that's the number one priority in our business right now. So,
David, how long were you hospitalized for COVID-19?
It was three days, and they wanted to monitor me one more night. But I honestly was feeling a lot better, so. I had COVID pneumonia in both lungs, and it's just been a rough, pretty much a rough month for me, G.
Wow,
but,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
I also
I'm back at it, so feeling healthy, so it's good.
Well, you spoke about your COVID-19 diagnosis and then being hospitalized. I also know, because I know you personally, that you know you also suffered the loss of your grandmother, whom you were very close to during this time. And of course, the issue with losing any loved one during this time is that you can't really mourn for them and you can't really go visit them when they're in the hospital. And no one can visit you when you were in the hospital.
She was hospitalized with a stroke, and the hardest part was not being able to, you know, physically see her. We're all chatting with her either on the phone or on FaceTime, and that was the most difficult part. And then just having a funeral in the midst of this, being social distancing and not being able to, you know, hug loved ones is a It's sort of a crazy thing, you know.
Right. And then the excitement of gearing up, as not only you but a lot of other small businesses were gearing up to reopen, and then for you to also then get vandalized and the property damage that happened. But what I thought was remarkable is that in your Instagram post you wrote, you know, as a business leader in two cities, I don't blame folks for their anger in this situation, but this is not the way to handle your frustration. But I truly stand with the injustice of what's being transpired. Everything in my store will be replaceable. And I thought that was pretty incredible.
Yeah, and it's just the truth, G. Like, all these things are just material. And like I said prior to this, it's first and foremost, folks were safe, and no one physically got hurt or had any injury. So, you know, that's something I'm really thankful and blessed about. And then, everything that got broken, you know, we can replace it, and it's not a big deal. It is. Trust me, I'm frustrated. But,
right. This is going to cost you money.
I want us to be open, and this, as you know, this is a week where we're all supposed to be open a little bit more, slowly wean back to normalcy. But I think it's there's a bigger issue at hand, and really that just needs to happen with real conversations with folks in the Black and minority communities, and how we can partner and assist to make real change and sort of not blow this by like it's like a bad storm, but you know, really let's tackle the problem, let's do it together, let's do it as a community, because we should really take the time where, you know, with COVID-19, a lot of folks are staying more at home, and, you know, take this time to pause and really come up with real solutions for, you know, positive change. So,
well, really commend you on your perspective there. And thank you so much for taking the time, despite everything going on, to call in. It truly is an inspiration. So thanks so much to founder of Soul Taco, David Choi. Continue to be well, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, G. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
We'll see each other soon, right?
Absolutely. Thanks so much. You take care.